Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Progressive Vibe. I'm your host, Dodrick. Today's date is April 3rd, 2022. This is Season 6, Episode 8. And the title of this episode is called Cannabis for the Win. So in today's episode, I wanted to discuss the U.S. House of Representatives passing a landmark bill to decriminalize marijuana. We will talk about what this means going forward and how it will impact society. To help break that down, I will share an article produced by HuffPost that reads House Passes Marijuana Decriminalization Bill. So it should be a pretty laid-back show if you catch my drift. But before we get into today's main show, guys, I wanted to go over a quick few things. First and foremost, thank you to the listeners of The Progressive Vibe for making the show what it is. However you choose to show support, liking, sharing, donating to the show, it is all greatly appreciated. I also wanted to take time out and say thank you to everyone who has ordered their Progressive Vibe coffee mug. If you would actually want a coffee mug, you can DM me on Twitter. You can reach out to me there. My Twitter page has a link tree. And if you wanted to see the pictures, people, like the listeners of the show have like took pictures with their coffee mugs. It's like unbelievable. I'm getting goosebumps actually just talking about it because I'm so humbled that people actually took the time out of their wallets and ordered a TP Vibe coffee mug. It's just so awesome. But if you want to check the mugs out, again, my Twitter page has a link tree, and you can go to that link tree and hit the Facebook fan page, and it should take you right to the Progressive Vibe fan page, and you can see the coffee mugs from there, and it's just a sight to behold, honestly. You can follow me on Twitter at Dodi_vibe. That is spelled D-O-D-I, the underscore symbol, V-I-B-E, Dodi_vibe. Again, guys, just thank you so much for just always contributing to the show and just showing love to the show, because the feeling is definitely always mutual. And a quick show plug before we get into today's main show. The Progressive Vibe is anywhere you can download or listen to podcasts. We are on Apple Podcasts, on Google Podcasts, on the incredible app Good Pods. We're on Spotify. So wherever you can get your podcasts, you can pretty much find The Progressive Vibe. So check us out. Tell a friend. Tell a family member. Also, The Progressive Vibe has a website. theprogressivevibe.com. That's also on my Linktree page that you can click on my Twitter page. It'll take you right to the website. There you can find recent episodes. You can find a little bit more about the host. You can subscribe to the show. You can put in your contact information, so whenever we decide to have a podcast, download a podcast, it'll go straight to your email inbox. So it'll let you know that we have produced the episode. And last but not least, this podcast is sponsored by Anchor. Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. If you know anybody that would like to make a podcast or just listen to podcasts, you can go to anchor.fm.com to learn more to get started on that. And on that note, guys, I will see you in the main show. Hey guys, welcome to the main show. So let's get into this article produced from HuffPost that reads House Passes Marijuana Decriminalization Bill. This is out of Washington. It goes to say the House of Representatives approved a bill Friday to decriminalize marijuana. Through the measure stands little chance of becoming law this year. The House bill passed by a vote of 220 to 204 with three Republicans in favor and two Democrats against. Republicans said they voted no because the legislation lacked additional funding for local police forces. Some opposed it on the simpler grounds that drugs are just bad. Let's see. This is from Representative Bob Good. He's a Republican out of Virginia. He told the Huffington Post, "The last thing we need is more addictive behavior altering drugs in this country." Jim Jordan, Republican out of Ohio, said every major urban area has increased crime and Democrats are legalizing drugs and propping up the marijuana industry, which absolutely makes no sense whatsoever. Jamie Raskin, he's a representative, Democrat out of Maryland. He said, well, he actually mocked the Republicans for harboring outdated views on marijuana, which they have. He said, quote, "It's likely they saw Reefer Madness in middle school and never got over it." And the bizarre allegation by Representative Madison Carthorne. He is a Republican out of North Carolina. If anybody has been paying attention to the news as of late, he's been very consistent in being in it. He had this weird like conversation about like it was Republicans. He had colleagues inviting him over for like cocaine sex orgies. I mean, hey, what's your business outside of, outside of the camera in your own time? That's your business. But I mean, he brought it to everybody's attention because he said it on national television. It goes on to say, though, this is from, again, Jamie Raskin. He said, quote, "I concede our party is not for the kind of cocaine fuel orgies that freshman Republican representative bragged about this week, but we do understand that their marijuana prohibition laws don't work for our people." That's what Raskin said in response to that. It goes on to say Republicans aren't the only obstacle to marijuana decriminalization. However, several Senate Democrats have said they're not ready, and Joe Biden has not backed reform either. The White House did not immediately respond to a request for comment on Friday. So that means that even as the vast majority of states allow the drug's use, marijuana will remain illegal under federal law, which considers it an addictive substance with no medical value as dangerous as heroin, and even more dangerous than cocaine or fentanyl, which is absurd. I'm gonna scroll down a little bit here. It says the House would remove cannabis from the federal list of controlled substances and eliminate criminal penalties for its distribution or possession. The bill would also set up a process for expunging past convictions, create an excise tax on marijuana products, and direct various government agencies to track and study the impact of cannabis on the economy and society generally. Last little bit right here, guys. It says Democrats argue the legislation would improve racial disparities in the criminal justice system. Black Americans are more than three times more likely than white Americans to be arrested for crimes related to marijuana, according to the American Civil Liberties Union, even though use is roughly equal. So I'm going to post this article alongside the podcast so you guys can check it out yourselves. But what do you guys think? You think that this measure should have been passed a long, long time ago? Do you think they're being too lenient on the proposal? Do you think that the Republicans are right to deny federal use of marijuana, even though it's highly wanted throughout the country? Poll after poll says that the American people want legalization of cannabis, while you have the Republican Party saying the reason that they voted no was because the legislation lacked additional funding for local police forces. I mean, give me a break. You know, like, we're talking about a bill that overwhelmingly people in this country want, whether you are a Republican or a Democrat, which is legalization of cannabis. To me, providing additional funding to local police forces has nothing to do with the overall aspect of the situation. And again, it's not just Republicans, it's some Democrats too saying that they're just not ready. What does that mean? You know, and once again, you know, when it comes to the Democrats, this is why they're always on the losing end of, you know, always on the losing end of the stick when we're talking about politics, because they never lead in with bold intentions. This is something that should have been passed a long time ago. But when we come back, guys, we will have my political take. I wanted to give a political front to this, you know, just sharing the political element or elements of the particular story that we just discussed. And I also wanted to do in another segment, the People's Front, just sharing the elements of what could be beneficial or non-beneficial to human society itself, and how it impacts not just our government, but abroad in the real world with real people. So I wanted to give two separate segments on that. But again, guys, I will share this article alongside the podcast so you guys can check this out for yourselves. And what do you think? Do you think that this should have been passed a long time ago, or are you on the side of, well, I still do not think that it should be a good that people get to use freely, like alcohol, like tobacco. We have to ask ourselves that, you know, we have to start asking ourselves, well, if people can smoke cigarettes and people can use tobacco products, or people can drink alcohol and it has certain elements of that, then why can't people who like to smoke cannabis be able to legally smoke cannabis? And it's because, in my opinion, that we have to start answering the other type of elements that's associated with legalizing cannabis. Decriminalization, expunging people's records. So that's just my take on that. But when we come back, guys, after this break, we will talk more on this. Stay tuned and we'll be right back. Hey, guys, welcome back from the break. So the political front to this, I think it's a good thing the U.S. House of Representatives is passing this marijuana decriminalization bill. Again, we're in 2022, and I feel like we've moved so far beyond the whole stigma that people who smoke marijuana, or people who didn't smoke marijuana, the stigma that they gave people who did smoke it is just so outdated. And honestly, people don't even care about it anymore. You know, you used to go in public and you used to see if you smelled marijuana outside somewhere, you know, people would like stop in their tracks, you know, but it's just society has evolved. If you really want to be frank about it, yes, we still need more research into cannabis. It's always good to get more scientific research into drugs such as marijuana. But if we're going to sit up there and try to say that it's a Schedule One drug and it's more dangerous than cocaine and fentanyl, then what is alcohol and tobacco? You know what I mean? I just don't like the whole aspect of it being a gateway drug. It's just absurd and it's just played out. It's just played out. Alcohol is more dangerous than cannabis. I feel like we all can agree to that. Even for people who don't smoke cannabis. I think tobacco is worse than cannabis. Just on the whole notion of what type of chemicals are inside of tobacco products. But yet it's regulated and yet it is sold throughout the United States as well as alcohol. So why can't we do that to cannabis? It's just a simple fact. You know, 37 states, if I'm not mistaken, including DC, allows medicinal use of cannabis. 18 states allow it recreationally. You know, so instead of us like pitter-pattering around the situation here, why can't we just address the entirety of the situation, which is more states than none are using cannabis. People want to be able to, the majority of people in this country wants to be able to use cannabis. They want it legalized. And it's not. And that's the problem. And to be honest for a second, also, we have to take into account the racial impact it has on, historically, on brown and black people. When we're talking about marijuana use, black and brown people are more likely to be arrested for marijuana use than white people. That's just a fact. And again, as we discussed earlier, it's roughly the usage are the same. So it just doesn't, you know, it has a racial element that plays a part of it as well that we have to address. And it's unfortunate, but it can be changed. And that's why I personally think that the House taking this measure is good. It's good for the country. But now it has to pass. It has to go to the Senate, and it has to get signed into law by President Biden. President Biden has not said anything, has not mentioned anything about reform. You have a nice amount of corrupt Democrats in the Senate who is probably going to keep it from passing. I'm just being honest. And you're probably not going to get any, you're probably not going to get any type of support from the Republicans as it's shown. Another element I kind of want to address when it comes to legalization and decriminalization. I'm all for cannabis legalization. And if I'm not mistaken, if you are able to tax a certain good, in this case it would be cannabis, it's considered to be legal. And for the decriminalization element, we have to be aware that it just allows the states to nitpick around the edges, meaning it does not allow states to have businesses that sells cannabis. People are, you know, particularly in the South, they don't want to start a business. If they decriminalize cannabis today, a lot of people would be scared to start their own business. When we're talking about marijuana and cannabis, because it's decriminalized doesn't mean it's legalized. So if this bill supports the entire full scale of legalization of cannabis, I'm all for it. But because we can't just have certain states being able to do certain stuff that other states can't do when it comes to legalizing something. It has to be federally done. Especially if the majority of the country wants it, regardless of what states you are in, red, blue, purple, it doesn't matter. And I think it's been long overdue to do that, honestly. But, you know, in all honesty, I don't know if this bill is going to go anywhere, considering how many red states would be opposed to a measure like this, even though their state could definitely use the tax revenue. Heck, we all could use it. It would be so beneficial to society in all types of aspects. But the party in charge has to lead by example. They have to be bold. They have to be progressive. And right now, the House is doing that. It's doing a good job of that. But we have to have a team effort here. So I guess we have to remain optimistic about it finally passing. But I wouldn't hold my breath. When we come back, guys, I will share my the people's front, the people's take on this. When we come back, stay tuned. You don't want to miss that. See you on the other side. Hey, guys, welcome back from the break. So I wanted to share my people's front, my opinion on the people's front on this. And again, it's just sharing the elements of what could be beneficial or non-beneficial to human society itself and how it impacts not just our government, but us as people. I think the legalization of cannabis would be great. I think that more people than not approves of legalization of cannabis. Poll after poll indicates that the vast majority of people would want it to be federally legalized. And decriminalizing cannabis at the federal level would set into motion other procedures that need to be addressed, like expunging previous convictions from people's records. It's so many people that have been or incarcerated of marijuana. And when you really get down to the nitty-gritty of it, why does people Why do people, when they get charged for marijuana, are incarcerated longer than people that commit other heinous acts? Assault, robbery. This is not just me randomly saying this. This is actually researched data you can see yourself. Matter of fact, this is according from Forbes. According to FBI data, more people were arrested for cannabis last year than for all violent crimes put together. So more people got locked up for cannabis than any other violent crime put together. That's crazy. That does absolutely makes no sense. Whether you got pulled over or you got stopped because you had marijuana on you, you're in possession of it. At this point, to me in society, and I think I'm able to say this with confidence, that the majority of people are less judgmental nowadays than they were, I would say, 10, 20 years ago. Obviously, we have advanced a little bit. And it speaks in the numbers. It shows in the numbers. Whether you are white, black, Republican, Democrat, independent, the majority of people in this country overwhelmingly wants cannabis to be legalized and decriminalized. Now the tax side of this, I was reading a CNBC article that spoke more into depth about the tax on cannabis, saying, this is from CNBC, saying the tax would be will begin a 5% and eventually increase to 8%. Funding raised through the tax will go towards a fund to provide job training, mentoring, substance use treatment, legal aid, reentry services, and youth recreation programs. It would also provide loans to help small businesses in the cannabis industry that are, quote, owned and controlled by socially and economically disadvantaged individuals, end quote. Excuse me. So it would go to other related programs. It would help small business owners in the cannabis industry. It would help them flourish and cover them from any type of federal prosecution that could be took place upon their business, because if it was federally legalized, people would be more inclined to partake in the cannabis industry, maybe to start their own small business within the cannabis industry. And that's why, again, decriminalization and legalization to me are two different type of aspects when we're talking about legalizing cannabis. I think, you know, again, I'm in full support of legalizing cannabis. If we're going to legalize it, we're going to legalize it across the scale. Not just decriminalize it by taking it off a Schedule One drug, which it should be. That should be a concept that should stick. But at the same time, decriminalization is just one aspect of it. We have to legalize it. And you know, going back to the tax on cannabis for a second, imposing the sales tax could be actually beneficial to a lot of red states. Red states are particularly the poorer states statistically, and the extra tax dollars personally will be beneficial towards that particular state. That's just kind of where I'm at with it. It could become a slippery slope because we know how how corporations get, you know, the tax could go way abroad of what people would initially pay for in a, you know, in a personal good. So we have to be aware of that. I mean, naturally, when cannabis does become legalized, because it will, it's just a matter of when, but when it does, obviously the sales tax on that good will be particularly higher than alcohol or tobacco. But again, people honestly wouldn't care paying an extra, you know, dollar or two more than what they would pay for tax on tobacco or alcohol because of the demand for cannabis. It is really popular. That's why the majority of people wants it passed. That's why the House of Representatives passed the motion. They passed the bill. And, you know, whether it gets signed in the law is a different thing because of the things that we talked about last segment. But that's my take from it. I do think that people want to just be able to, you know, smoke cannabis on their balcony, on their porch, in their car, or where, well, you know, whatever, without the anxiety of, you know, you being took to jail for it. I think society has evolved and got beyond that, which I'm grateful for, because it should have been legalized. You know, it's nothing wrong with a little cannabis. That's just my opinion. I don't know if anybody, I'm sure people that listen to this podcast smoke weed. I'm sure. I probably got some people that don't, but I'm sure people that I know personally, I ain't gonna name no names, but that, you know, partake in the cannabis festivities, and that's okay. That's your personal decision. That's your personal hobby. Just like it's your personal decision to smoke tobacco or drink alcohol. It should be regulated. Cannabis should be regulated like everything else is regulated in the United States when it comes to purchases and goods and, you know, things of that nature. But you know, we shall see. I don't know, you know, Biden could throw a curveball and sign it into law, but again, it has to go to the Senate. And as we was discussing earlier in the segment, you know, it's some Democrats, particularly in the Senate, that voted no, that does not want to vote for it because they're not ready to, whatever the hell that means. But, you have to have optimism. You have to have hope, you know, that things will progress. And I think these are progressing times, even though it's slowly progression, but it is nonetheless progression. And I think that it will eventually get passed. It's just a matter of when. I just think that it's just long overdue, man. That's just my opinion on it. If we're going to allow people to put things inside their body that does harm to them legally, then we should at least allow people who want to smoke cannabis to, you know, eat a little bit more food if they want to, or, you know, I don't know, watch a whole Netflix series, you know. But yeah, guys, on that note, We're going to leave it there. I do want to have a poll, though. I want to have a poll. It's going to be on Spotify. I'm going to add a poll. And I think you can only put two options. I wish it was like three or four you can choose. But what, when it comes to the term of marijuana, what do you say more when you talk about marijuana? Do you say cannabis or weed? I'm really like curious. I'm kind of a mixed bag. If I would say, I would probably say weed, probably more so than cannabis, but both of them rolls off the tongue. I mean, cannabis rolls off the tongue and weed rolls off the tongue. It's just, I guess it's just your preference of what you want to say. I mean, heck, you might even say pot or tree. I mean, there's so many terms for it, but we're going to do two. We're going to say cannabis or weed. We're going to have a poll on that. I'm kind of curious to see what the audience says when they refer to marijuana. So please participate in that. I'm going to post that on Spotify and see what you guys think on that. When we come back, guys, we will have the social media break of the show. Stay tuned and we will be right back. Hey guys, welcome back. This is a social media break of the show. It's where I read a few like tweets off of my Twitter page. While you're at it, please follow your guy on Twitter at @Dodi_vibe. That's DODI_VIBE. I do follow back, just in case you were wondering. On that note, let's get into some of these tweets. The first one right here is from Nina Turner. She says, you can't budget your way out of living paycheck to paycheck. And she's just 100% spot on. If you're not making a livable wage, how can you afford to budget? If you're working paycheck to paycheck, you can't expect somebody to be able to budget. If they want to take a vacation, if they want to buy something for themselves personally, and if they're not able to, you can't always use the word, well, you're not budgeting right. No. It's a lot of people in this country. I'm pretty sure, if not the majority of the country, damn close to it, is not making a livable wage. They're just not. And you're expecting people to be able to budget on gas and on rent and on insurance and on groceries and on their family and on their for their loved ones. And it's just not possible if they're not making a livable wage. And that's why I support Nina Turner, because she's constantly thinking about the everyday American. She's constantly fighting for the values that we all want, we all share, which is treating humans like humans. If people can't afford to budget, they can't afford to make rent. They can't afford to buy groceries. They can't afford gas. These things, we have to start electing people into office that are going to not only use common sense when it comes to politics, but fight for the everyday person. Make them feel like they matter. This is also by Nina Turner on Twitter. She says, sending Americans $2,000 reoccurring checks is still good policy. And it is. We're in a crisis in this country, an economic crisis, regardless of the unemployment, regardless how low the unemployment rate is right now under the Biden administration. People are still barely making ends meet. Mainly to do because of, for one, our Congress not taking the appropriate steps into addressing the problem, making low wages, minimum wages, non-livable wages into living wages. And the second thing is, Corporations run this country. They just do. And we need people like Nina Turner in office. We need more of her in office. More people like her in office that are going to fight for the everyday people. Let's read another one here. Just a thought says, I really respect AOC. She not only leads by example, but also what it's like to be a working class American. Also knows what it's like to be a working class American. And that's just what I was just, you know, that feeds off of what I was just saying. We have to start electing people that are going to know what it's like to be in our shoes. We can't have people come from a place of privilege to be in these positions of power, because time and time out again, they do not understand, or they don't seem to understand, or they don't want to understand everyday American problems. And when you have people that are representing you that have worked in your shoes, have been in your shoes, have came from where you came, it's easy to vote for those people. It's easy to want to get involved more so with voting, with our democracy. When you have more of a broad representation of this country, when more people vote, that forms a greater democracy. When you have people wanting to vote, that's a good thing. When you're creating things within politics that make people not want to vote, that's a bad thing. It's just that simple. Last one here, guys, and we're gonna head out of here. BL says on Twitter, we're on the precipice of the first Amazon labor union in American history. Just incredible stuff. If I'm not mistaken, the Amazon warehouse out of Long Island in New York were able to successfully unionize. First time in American history. And I hope that it is a trendsetter to every other state in this country. That's going to wrap up the social media break of the show, guys. I do hope you enjoy. When we come out, when we come back, we will close out the show. Stay tuned and we'll be right back. Hey guys, welcome back. That's going to wrap up today's show, season 6, episode 8, Cannabis for the Win. I hope everybody enjoyed today's episode. It was a little bit more of a lighthearted feel to the news, but we were still able to address some political elements of the topic at hand, as well as the people front and what the people think about legalization of cannabis. We will be back next week with a brand new episode, so you want to stick around for that. Please do not forget to go to Spotify, click the Progressive Vibe, and take the poll. I'm very curious to see who uses what word when it deals with marijuana. Is it cannabis or is it weed? I'm very curious. But yeah, guys, thank you for liking, sharing, donating to the show. Thanks for telling your friends and your family to check out the show. We've had a very large uptick in the podcast. People have been really taking time and checking out the podcast, and I couldn't be more appreciative. I also want to thank everyone who has ordered a coffee mug, a TP Vibe coffee mug. Thank you so much. I mean, the support is just so overwhelming, and I couldn't thank you guys enough. You are the Progressive Vibe. You make the Progressive Vibe, and I don't ever want to lose sight of letting you know that if it wasn't for the support from the listeners of the show, there wouldn't be any Progressive Vibe. And last but not least, if you want to learn more about getting a TP Vibe coffee mug, you can reach out to me via Twitter. That's at @Dodi_Vibe, DODI_VIBE. Or you can go to my Twitter page. You can click the Linktree link at the top of my page, and it will let you see everything to deal with the Progressive Vibe podcast, the website, the Facebook fan page, the Good Pods podcast app, etc. People have took pictures of the coffee mug, them in the coffee mug, and posted on the Facebook fan page. If you'd like to check that out, check out the page, The Progressive Vibe. I'm just so happy that people actually like took the time out and posted a pic of them and the coffee mug. That just gives me like goosebumps every time I talk about it, because I care about you guys, and it seems like the feeling is mutual, which I just, you know, adore. I just really, really appreciate that we all do this together, and this is a people's podcast. No matter what race or creed background you come from, this is a podcast for everyone. But as I said, guys, peace and love. We will see you guys back next week with a brand new episode. Until then, everyone have a great rest of your weekend, a great week. Stay positive, stay progressive, and I'll catch you in the next one.